This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav, and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad will join the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental, and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide and its utility is also being recognized by the people. He stated that there is barely any world leader who has not discussed yoga during his interactions. International Yoga Day is being celebrated across the world with enthusiasm and fanfare. In Bangladesh, the High Commission of India organized a grand yoga event at the Shaheed Sohrawardi Indoor Stadium, Mirpur, in Dhaka, on the occasion of International Yoga Day. In the UAE, Dubai residents embraced wellness with over 150 people participating in the International Day of Yoga celebrations held at Dusit Thani, Dubai, organized by the Art of Living Foundation. In Sri Lanka, the International Day of Yoga is being observed at the historic Gal Fort. The Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the celebrations at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Gal. About 10,000 people from different countries performed yoga at the iconic Times Square in New York City. The Consulate General of India in New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, organized a day-long celebration in which people showcased high enthusiasm for yoga. The Supreme Court today declined to halt the NEET UG 2024 counseling process again and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency, NTA. The court clubbed new pleas with existing petitions and set a hearing date for 8 July. This decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEET UT examination. The Delhi High Court has said that the trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will not be given effect to till it hears the ED's plea challenging the relief granted in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate mentioned its plea challenging the trial court order for an urgent hearing before a bench of Justices Sudhir Kumar Jain and Ravinder Dudeja. The bench said the case file will come to it shortly and thereafter it will hear the matter. The High Court said till then the trial court order will not be acted upon. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court had granted Kejriwal bail on a bond of 1 lakh rupees. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today assured that the government will take strong action against those found guilty in Kallakurji incident. In a statement in the Assembly today, he said that the government will act on the report by the one-man commission in 2 days. The Chief Minister said that the government would take care of the education of the children who lost either one or both the parents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, coastal and south interior Karnataka and Konkan, Goa during the next 5 days. The IMD said that a cyclonic circulation is likely over northeast Assam and neighbourhood and under its influence, widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 5 days. Delhi NCR experienced heavy rain today, bringing the much-needed relief, the heat wave, improving air quality. Every year, June 21 is marked as the day of summer solstice in the northern hemisphere of the world. The solstices, which mark the changing of seasons, occur twice a year and indicate the year's shortest and longest daylight hours, depending on the hemisphere in which one is located, during which the length of the day and night differ significantly. World Music Day is being celebrated today. Also known as Fête de la Musique, it is an annual celebration that promotes the power of music and its universal language. Musicians and music lovers from around the world come together to perform and enjoy various genres of music on World Music Day. In T20 Cricket World Cup, England will face South Africa at Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Grove Islet, St. Lucia this evening on their Super 8 clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.